This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, the board of the World Bank votes on the nomination of Paul Wolfowitz to become the bank's new president. Though he's drawn some criticism, European leaders endorsed Wolfowitz yesterday, and he is now expected to take over the institution intended to reduce poverty in developing countries. The Defense Department official would be leading an institution that has also been the subject of harsh criticism and even violent protests. So this morning we're going to get two perspectives on what the World Bank does. Nancy Birdsall is president of the Center for Global Development and was the World Bank's director of policy research.
Right now the World Bank has programs to fight the AIDS pandemic in countries like Malawi, Uganda, Senegal. In countries like Bangladesh, the World Bank is supporting reconstruction and recovery of ports. It's engaged in road building all over the developing world so that farmers can get their crops to market.
May I just put a footnote to that about some of the things that the bank doesn't do or hasn't done that very much need to be done?
That's Alan Meltzer of Carnegie Mellon University, who also joined our discussion. Meltzer led a congressional commission 5 years ago that called for major changes at the World Bank.
There are large parts of poor countries in the world where they don't have potable water to drink. In many of the same countries, they don't have sanitary sewage, so that a lot of the water that they drink is mixed with the sewage. Economic development is important, but we ought to take care of some of these basic human needs.
Nancy Birdsall, I want to ask you about the critiques that have been made popularly about the World Bank. It seems there is a kind of a conservative critique, which basically asks the question, why do we have this world institution at all? They're private banks. And a liberal critique, which is arguing that this bank has gone in and forced development and economic reforms onto countries that might be better off without them.
I like to think of it as there's an awkward middle. There are the globophobes who would say the bank is just a vehicle for insider corporate and financial privileges. There are the globophiles who say everything's working fine, the market's working. These countries, many of them, China, India, are doing fine, they're growing. And then there's the awkward middle that says many of these countries have problems where the World Bank can be helpful. Brazil and China have very high levels and growing levels of inequality between the very rich and the very poor. The bank can work with them.
Alan Meltzer?
We have to ask, what does the bank do that it does well? What is it that the bank can support that works in these countries? But let the countries have a much larger say about what is good for their country. The bank should not be lending money to China. China can get all the money it wants in the capital markets. It doesn't need the bank. The bank should take the money that it's lending in China or lending in India, and it should take that money to lend in the poorest countries. It should make its special responsibility lifting the poorest countries out of poverty.
It appears that Paul Wolfowitz is likely to be the next president of the World Bank. What do you think he should do?
The next bank president has four big issues he needs to address. One is to institute a process of independent evaluation of the bank's work in developing countries. The second would be to take steps now to bring along the Bush administration in the direction of agreeing for the next selection of the next World Bank president to a more open, transparent process. Third, the need for the bank to move into greater provision of global public goods, those things that individual countries don't have an incentive to produce themselves, reduction of greenhouse gas emissions, dealing with global health problems. And fourth, what to do about what I would call failing states. Those are the governments where either the government is unwilling or unable to meet the basic needs of its people.
Alan Meltzer, is there something that you think the next president of the World Bank should be doing?
We need to open the process, not necessarily of selecting the president, but the process of getting the countries much more involved in the choice of programs and how they do it. We need to get rid of the corruption, which dogs this problem along the way. And the best way to do that is to say, we're not going to lend to countries which have more than a reasonable level of corruption. And move money from loans to countries that can borrow in the capital markets to countries that cannot, to the poorest countries. And last, go much more in the direction of grants and much less in the direction of subsidized loans. That is, get performance, That has to be at the top of the list of what the bank needs to do and doesn't do now.
Alan Meltzer, Carnegie Mellon University, and the former leader of a congressional commission that examined the World Bank. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Nancy Birdsall, president of the Center for Global Development and also former director of policy research at the World Bank. Thank you.
Thank you very much.